A report by the Chinese Academy of Social Sciences indicates that more than 78% of rural old age pension contributors believe the scheme has failed to keep up with demand. Deng Chendui is a rural doctor from Yunnan province and a delegate to the National People's Congress. He's been working as a doctor for more than 29 years.
I've joined the pension scheme and now pay 100 yuan a year. I've checked with the local social security department and I can get 70 yuan per month after I turn 60. And those who are paying 500 yuan a year can only get more than 120.
Under the current system, rural residents can deposit 100 yuan to 500 yuan a year into their pension funds. When they claim their pensions after they reach the age of 60, apart from their accumulated personal deposits, the central government will pay 55 yuan a month to each pensioner. The local government will also add a sum depending on local fiscal revenue. In developed cities such as Beijing, a rural pensioner can get 600 yuan per month, while in other provinces, the pensioner only receives 100 yuan or less. Zheng Gongcheng is a deputy of MPC and a consultant for the State Council on Social Security Reform. He says to level the pension standard, it is essential to set up an incentive scheme that encourages rural residents to build up pension savings.
We need to pinpoint responsibility of the central government, local government, and individual. For example, in Japan, the government is responsible for 50% of the pension contribution. If a farmer contributes 50 yuan to his pension fund, the local government, together with the central government, will add an extra 50 yuan to the individual's account. This will create an incentive to encourage younger rural residents to contribute, so they can get a higher pension after they turn 60.
Currently, the government only provides a subsidy of 50 yuan for contributors who set aside 500 yuan for their pension fund. Meanwhile, for those now collecting pensions, experts are calling for an adjustment system to increase their level of benefits. Yang Lishong is the deputy director of China's Social Security Research Center at Renmin University.
How can we adjust the government subsidy? Based on commodity prices or average income or both? Without an adjustment system, it will be unimaginable how the pension scheme can work in the future. If a pensioner is still receiving 400 yuan per month after 40 years, it won't be of any help.
MPC Deputy Zheng Gongcheng says the pension fund also needs to be properly managed and supervised to avoid deficits and depreciation. By 2012, China had 112 million rural residents over the age of 60, accounting for 17% of the rural population. The number is expected to exceed 20% by 2016. For CRI, I'm Qi Zhi.